So, Gaddafi. I don't know. I'm never gonna, and you know what? Now that he's dead, I guess it doesn't really matter. I can fucking call him Madafi if I want to. So Madafi's my dad. And I know this because I saw his bloodied face on my computer. I try my best to avoid horror movies and the news because I'm a giant pussy and I'm a giant pussy parent. And this world is a scary place, as we all know. So I try not to fill my head with images like that, or else I won't sleep, and then I'll be on Twitter more, and we all suffer then. So it's really, I'm doing this as a service for you. But there it was. I saw Gaddafi, bloodied. And I mean, I guess it's a good thing. He wasn't very good at his job, from what I hear. I don't normally cover current events for obvious reasons. I stick to more of the celebrity gossip stuff. But I don't, ding dong, okay? He's dead. I don't know what to say about that other than I think everyone's happy. I don't know. Today was Lindsay Lohan's first day to show up for her community service at the morgue, and of course, she was late. I think there are conflicting reports. Either she was 20 minutes late or she was 40 minutes late. Either way, she was late because she claims that there was some confusion as to how to enter the building. Now, this is Lindsay Lohan, people. We need to give her 80 million breaks. It's hard to enter a building. You know what? There may have been three entrances. You could have come in from the front, the back. Sometimes there's a side entrance. Sometimes there's a fire door, and you're like, does that open? Can it open? Maybe someone's outside smoking a cigarette, so they've propped a door open. Can I enter here? I mean, it's hard to enter a building unless it's a crack den. And then I'm sure she'd fucking scale a wall. So she didn't get credit today, and everyone's like, ooh, I'm telling. I love that TMZ is literally fucking Big Brother, for they are up her crack. They are literally like, Harvey Levin clearly wants her to go back to jail. So we'll see. I don't know. But I feel bad for her. I do. I don't feel bad for her. And you know what? She's a fucking idiot and she gets everything that she deserves at this point. But anyway, fucking Gaddafi. How do you pronounce this man's name? Ugh, why do people have confused? You know what? If you're a fucking world leader, your name should be Smith. Make it easy for the rest of us, our lay people. The other thing I wanted to say is the Kardashians have answered Obama, saying that he didn't like their show and felt like they were setting a bad example. And they're like, we're shocked to hear that President Obama feels that way because last year, Khloe went to the White House. And he said that he was a big fan. He liked the show. He thought it was good. What the hell is he going to say? Is he going to say, you are fucking the demise of society? How's your herpes-laden sister? Like, no, he's a politician. He probably was like, yeah, your show is amazing. Meanwhile, he's like, what show? Is she keeping up? I mean, he probably thought she was Snooki, like on a step stool. Frankly, if I saw Khloe Kardashian, I would be like, oh my God, you're so amazing. I love you. I'm scared of her. She looks frightening. So there's that. The other thing before I run out of time that I wanted to talk about is I went on a field trip today and I didn't have anything to eat. And then I came home and I literally like raided my pantry and inside was Nutella. Oh, that fucking Nutella. So good. Anyway, so I made the colossal mistake of looking at the caloric content of Nutella. And I quickly put it out of my mind, much like Gaddafi's bloodied face. The two of I'm putting them I'm gonna put them in a place of my brain that I never access. But what did strike me as kind of funny was their breakfast suggestion was like a half a cup of orange juice, a half a cup of skim milk, and Nutella spread on whole wheat bread. If you're having Nutella for breakfast, why are you gonna do whole wheat? Why are you gonna do skim milk? If there's no point. You might as well take a fucking half a pound of bacon, cook it up, dip it in the Nutella, spread it on a donut, and fucking video your fat ass. Bye.